Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
In Ireland, we're going to move on now, because in Ireland and right across Europe, the ethical finance sector, as it's called, is used to help not-for-profit organisations from faith groups or to sports clubs to grow. They give loans to the community in voluntary sectors, to sectors that traditional banks do not usually lend to. And 33 of those European ethical financiers with combined assets of over 70 billion euro met in Dublin today to highlight the impact of social and community finance across Europe and Ireland. And representing Ireland was Donal Traynor, who's the chief executive of Community Finance Ireland, and he joins me now in studio. Donal, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac, for having me.
You might explain, first of all, to our listeners, what is ethical finance?
So ethical finance is any financial process which empowers people to control how their money is used, supporting local communities, social economy, and indeed sustainable development.
If I have a business then, can I access this?
Yeah, what we would say, the social economy would form part of those businesses. So in Ireland, what Community Finance Ireland focuses on are any volunteer-led organisations, which would include social enterprises operating on a commercial basis, but with a voluntary board of directors.
Really? So a purely for-profit business is excluded, is it? You have to do some social good?
Yeah, purely for-profit business would be excluded from what we would do in Ireland, yeah.
Okay, so what kind of groups or businesses do you lend to?
There's a very, very wide, varied portfolio involved. We started off lending in around 2001 in Northern Ireland. By the time I joined in 2004, we were 97% invested in community-owned workspace. Enterprise centres, enterprise units, mm-hmm. That in itself was a legacy of the peace process and the philanthropic money that was put into that space. Today we're over 40% invested in sporting organisations, which is rather cool given the fact that we've had about over 230 million in sports capital grants going out in the last week, been awarded by the government. So that's good. But we've also diversified with any cooperative, any faith-based lending or faith-based organisation. We have a community-owned hospital we'll have financed. We have a community-owned hotel in our portfolio, community-owned shops and cafes. Really, whatever business that you want to run, that you can do it on a not-for-profit taking basis. These things need to make profit, mm-hmm. but the profit is then reinvested for the greater good rather than going into somebody's back pocket.
Okay, so let's say I have a social enterprise, right, of some sort, or a community group or a club. Where do I access this type of finance?
Well, of course, I'm going to direct you to communityfinanceireland.com, where our very, very quick online application form will...
Competitive rates. But is that the only place, or are there other areas?
No, like what we find is, in fairness to the banking system in Ireland, and the three banks that are there at the moment are actually providing an important part of the social finance ecosystem in supplying the capital to the wholesale provider Social Finance Foundation, and then we would buy the money off the Social Finance Foundation to lend on to community groups.
So what's the Social Finance Foundation?
It would have been established by Minister Brian Cowan back in 2007. It's an NGO, which it's a wholesale cap provider. It negotiates on our behalf with the banks. Back in 2007, there were 12, now there are 3.
Okay, so where does the Social Finance Foundation get the money?
It buys it in off the banks.
Okay, off the wholesale lender, is
off
it?
The Irish banks.
Okay. Why wouldn't I, as a sports club, then go directly to the bank and cut you out as a middleman?
And this is the reason why we exist, where we exist to fill a market failure. When you think about the clubs and societies and organisations that we finance, inevitably, in a lot of cases, they don't have any assets of commercial value. So straight away, you're looking at unsecured lending. If we have 34 million euro of a loan portfolio today, 50% of it, you could say, is unsecured. Mm-hmm. We go into these deals with our eyes wide open. So that's the first thing. The volunteer trustees are often asked to sign personal guarantees, and that's a no-no. And we're here to eradicate the need of personal guarantees across volunteers. It's counterproductive to encouraging volunteers.
Do you have buckets of bad debts then?
We've put 110 million euro on the ground over the last 24 years, and we've lost less than 1%.
Okay, but so I don't know actually the comparison to private banking lending. How would that compare?
And I don't know it either.
Okay, okay. So how do you take the hit on that? Do you charge you must make some money, obviously.
Yes, we charge interest. Mm-hmm. We charge interest.
At what rate?
We're a social enterprise. So you're going to see the rate fluctuating now with rates starting to come down again, somewhere between 6 and 8%.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not the cheapest money, but what I say to people is that, you know, when you take away the fact that nobody's on the hook personally for this debt, mm-hmm. I mean...
So there's a temptation there, right? Can I be devil's advocate for just a second? what would stop me, for example, if I'm not personally indebted here or on the hook, from saying, let's take this money, use it, build the community hall or the sports hall, and like, you know, we'll look after it over 20 years or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, and then walking off into the
sunset. What's
well, that's the nuances of this sector, and that's why it's important to deal with a social finance lender like Community Finance Ireland, because other institutions have tried this lending in the past and have been badly burnt. And that's why the same organisations will have found it very, very difficult to go back to the likes of the conventional financial institutions to get the loans, because they are they're under central bank regulation, and the requirements for having security on these loans put them off actually lending to these organisations. Mm-hmm. So we have to go into all these deals with our eyes wide open. We are relationship builders. So we're like old style banking, where we, Cormac, after that application form comes into us, we're contacting you within 48 hours. And after a phone call, we're going out and we're meeting you on site. And it could be 8 o'clock on a very, very cold community hall on a Friday night, or it could be in a pair of Wellingtons on a grass field. We'll be there and we get underneath the bonnet. We find out exactly what it is that makes you tick and what your ambition is. And then, you know, we'll develop a personal business relationship.
But how do you know that I'm going to sustain my interest and passion for this community hall right through the 10 years or the 5 years or whatever it takes to repay this loan? And what happens if I am genuinely well-intentioned but I run out of steam after a while?
And that's happened.
Yeah,
that's volunteerism. So what we're doing is we're looking at the people that are involved in the community buy-in. So if you take a sports club that is coming in looking for €150,000 and maybe it's a €160,000 project and they are having trouble raising €10,000 in the local community, well, you're probably not going to go near them. But generally, it's the community buy-in is the litmus test for us getting involved in these organisations.
Okay. So people can get more information where exactly? Because this seems like if you're not getting money from the banks, or if you're iffy about it, if you're worried about it, but your social enterprise desperately needs some financing to push you forward, you're going to be checked is the thing, but where can you access this finance?
If you go to communityfinanceireland.com, you'll find all the details there. But I should point out that we've actually gone live again this week with the third round of a very innovative financial instrument in conjunction with the Department of Rural and Community Development and Rethink Ireland, and it's a hybrid social finance loan. So for first time borrowing social enterprises, we want to introduce them in a responsible manner to debt. This is an opportunity for you to borrow up to €100,000 and you only have to repay half of it.
Okay, wow.
That's another story.
Seems like a very good offer indeed. Worth checking out if you're in that space. Donald Traynor, Chief Executive of Community Finance Ireland. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Cormac.